From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The East End has its own full-service grocery store again. Food Basics is now open in the Porcupine Mall in the space formerly occupied by Metro. It closed in August 2019. That's when Teresa Risse took up the campaign to get a grocery store back. It's been 27 months since she doesn't have all the details on why it took so long, but knows the pandemic played a role. She says what's important is that it's open.
That's the main thing, and especially for our seniors or low-income families, the students at the college, this is what they needed.
Risse says all those groups have issues with getting into Timmins for groceries and then getting them back, often on a bus. From commanding four OPP detachments between Cochrane and Hearst and up to Moosonee, Inspector Daniel Foy is moving to Timmins to take on the city's police chief job. With 27 years of policing experience behind him, Foy replaces John Gauthier this coming February. Chief Gauthier has been in the role for 11 years. He announced his retirement in September. Karen Bachman is the recipient of this year's Award of Distinction for Career Achievement by the Ontario Museum Association. She's worked at the Timmins Museum National Exhibition Centre for 35 years, most of it as director-curator. She says the award validates all that she's done over that time and makes her feel that she's done something right.
I've had the pleasure to work with so many wonderful people all throughout the past 35 years. I've met so many people. I've played with all kinds of exhibitions. I've really had a lot of fun.
Bachman says that's rare sometimes and quips that in her case, it might be illegal. And finally this afternoon, getting outdoor exercise all year round is possible on the trail around Gillies Lake, and most of them at Hersey Lake. David Valier, general manager of the Matagamie Region Conservation Authority, says Gillies is groomed and only some trails at Hersey because some people like to ski and snowshoe out there. He says there are a lot of trails in various neighborhoods around Timmins.
I live in the north end of town, and I know there's a huge trail system in back there, and it's done, I won't say privately, that's not the correct term, but folks do go out and groom trails so that those folks in those neighborhoods can enjoy them.
The trails groomed by the MRCA are done by one worker who has other duties. So Valier says be aware that if it rains, the trails can be icy and slippery. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.